Okay, just looking forward to the weekend and getting the season started. Obviously, Buffalo brings a good defense in. They had a lot of success last year. The two defensive tackles with 68 and 71 tackles themselves last year is a big number. I believe they led the NFL in defensive tackle tandem for tackles, and that's something to deal with. And then when you're talking about Mario Williams on the edge and this Jerry Hughes is a very good pass rusher against our left tackle, that's where their strength lies is up front. They're very physical at linebacker with spikes in the middle. They did a great job against the run last year. Obviously, this is a different scheme, but we know this scheme from Detroit. We've been playing against Jim Schwartz's defense, and when I say we know it, all I'm saying is we know that they're fundamentally sound. They don't try to do too much on a down-to-down basis, so they try to use fundamentals to beat you, and so you have to out-fundamental them to have success in the running game and in the passing game. They have a good set of DBs, and they get there with their rush, and that always makes defensive backs better.
We look back to the two Detroit games you guys played last year. Remember, offensive line versus their defensive line was a big talking point out of both of them. How does the personnel that Buffalo has now, that Jim can work with now, compare to Sue and Fairley and those guys that were very disruptive last year?
They had a very good defensive line at Detroit, and they have a very good defensive line here in Buffalo. So it is a situation where he can go in and put his defense in and feel strong about the way he wants to coach it, and it's very similar.
Can Darius and Williams penetrate as well as Sue and Fairley?
You know, Kyle Williams is he's a relentless player, and he never stops. He's very physical. He's quick off the ball. He makes sure that he gets as much penetration as he can, and tries to wreak havoc that way. And Marcel Darius is a very physical presence inside, where he gets his hands on you and he's able to shed and make tackles. So it's very similar type setup as they had.
Aaron, what's going to be the difference in the running game in the regular season and the preseason? Not much at all for Matt. And then I guess everyone assumes that, you know, when the bell rings, everyone will be ready. But what actually has to happen to run the ball better?
We just have to come together and make sure that that the running back and the offensive line, as well as perimeter blocking, is in sync. And even if it takes a little bit of time to get started, we have to, you know, get it going and stay with it, and eventually, you know, get that timing down.
When you say take a little bit of time, do you mean within a game or within the early part of the season?
We're hoping within a game, okay. And we really believe within a game. That can happen for us, you know, with Forte getting more reps. You know, in the preseason, he'd get his three reps and come out and didn't get the rhythm of the run game and how they're fitting the runs. And that's something, as the game goes on, you get a better feel for and you're able to adapt.
For a guy like Jordan Mills, who hasn't played all preseason, now he's facing probably one of the better defensive ends in the league.
You know, I know we missed the games. I know Jordan missed the games, but I feel like what he's had to practice against and how he's performed in practice, that he'll be ready. And I don't think we'll see any ill effects of him not playing in the preseason.
Along those lines, if you look at Mario Williams and how Jim might use him, does anything in particular stand out?
You know, really what they do is they get him wide on the edge, and in the run game they set the edge and try not to let you outside. And in the pass game, he's a physical presence that has a bull rush as well as speed. So anybody with his size and his athleticism, you have to account for every down.
How much will Santonio Holmes play in the opener? Is he ready for – how ready is he? How prepared is he to be a big part of the offense?
I don't know if we can say that today. We have a plan for him to get in the game. We have a plan for him to be part of this offense. And how much he does early on and how much he knows by game day and the adjustments. I mean, he knows the plays. It's the feel of the adjustment that he has to make within the scheme and the quarterback and him being on the same page. So, you know, we'll be ready to put him in, and we'll see how much he plays.
Is that something Jay talked about that? You want to get Santonio in? Is there, you know, plays he's working with him specifically to make him comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be overstepping my bounds if I said what our game plan was for Santonio. I don't think that would benefit us in any way, but we feel good about Santonio Holmes and how he can run routes and how he can affect the football game.
Aaron, if you look back to your 2009 season with the Saints, and you guys obviously went all the way, at what point did you get a sense for what was possible with that team? And comparing that to the situation where you're in now, just beginning to start the season, looking back at 2009, when did you really get an understanding of what was possible?
That's a good question. When you're on a championship team, what happens is it gels together as the season goes on. And good things have to happen to you to be in that situation, whereas you need people not to get hurt. You need to have the ball bounce your way a couple times. A ball gets tipped in the air and your receiver catches it anyways. You ask any Super Bowl champion team, they didn't have injuries. They made plays at times when you didn't feel like the play could be made, and it was made. And you play through some things that I don't know if you ever know any time in the season that it's going to happen. I think it just as you go, you feel you keep gelling and you keep having success because you're working together well. And a lot of times it's a chemistry that happens throughout the year.
That team had an offense that was, I think, best in the league and a defense that was ranked towards the bottom. Do you see any similarities of the way that situation could evolve here in terms of the offense being the one that carries the entire team as the defense comes along?
You know, I wouldn't want to compare, to be honest. I wouldn't want to compare any team to a later team, even if I was on the same team, because that's not fair. We believe that we're going to have a good offense. We believe we're going to have a good defense. And we think we've added parts to make our special teams good as well. So we're just going to have to go play the games.
Aaron, as a coach, part of your job is to manage people, manage players. You know, Mark Trestman's had some interesting situations to deal with here in the season, especially with Lance this week. The way, knowing him as you do, what do you think about the way kind of he handles this team, and how important is it for a head coach, to, because you've been in somewhat that situation, to be able to deal with that and I don't know, kind of guide a team that has some momentum?
The first thing you have to do, and in my opinion, is guide the team within your own personality, and you have to guide it how you feel is right, and so. Some people might judge something as right or wrong, and you might feel it's all the way right. And as long as you stay on that track, things will work out. But you have to do it your way. You can't be influenced by outside sources, even within your own staff. You have to make sure that the way you deal with the team is your personality, and you handle it your way.
Eric, how have the tablets changed things on the sidelines?
The tablets have allowed us to see pictures and to use it as a computer-type mechanism where you can actually widen the picture and maybe get a little bit tighter shot than it was if it was just a picture, just like you could on any kind of computer system. So it does let you zoom in a little bit, and other than that, it's pretty much the same. You know, we feel really good about the talent that we have on offense. We feel good about, I don't have anything to do with defense, so I can't speak for them or special teams. We feel very good about the talent we have on offense. We've been practicing well this week. We're playing extremely fast right now within the practices, and we feel good about opening the season.
Do you feel Super Bowl good?
We feel very good about our offense.
How much do you think you guys could benefit from running more
plays? The more plays you run, the more chances you have to gain yards and score. So the faster you can keep the tempo up, the better off you are.
Is there a difference this year because of the fact you're not in year one and people aren't learning?
Yeah, we can call plays faster now. We can get in out of the huddle faster than we did a year ago. People understand the adjustments and why we're going from one play to the other. They understand why things are changing in schemes. And so it's happening faster for us, yes.
We've talked, obviously, a ton about Jay and, you know, the improvement, maturation, all that stuff. What did you see in the preseason that really impressed you from what maybe you didn't see previously?
What we're seeing is a consistency in Jay of his technique and of his ability to communicate the offense. And he's really grown in that way. He's put a lot of hard work into it, and what you see in the games of his drops and his precision within his technique and his throws, that he's really had more time because he understands the offense, more time to think about. And so we've seen that in the practices and in the preseason.
Thank you. Is that more on him, or is that more on just having a better offensive line and better supporting cast around him?
You know, anytime the players around you play better, it's going to make you better. But it all starts with you. And as long as and so that's where Jay is. He started with him, and he said, I need to work on my drops. I need to understand where the offensive line is protecting me. I need to be able to climb the pocket and stay safe within the pocket. I need to trust the protection, and I need to trust these combination of routes and plays and just go out and play. And that's what he's done.
The expectations for the offense are so high this year, and I know coaches say, players say, you know, that they eliminate the noise or whatever you want to call it, but how easy or difficult is it to deal with the expectations? I'm talking about not just yourself, but also players. I mean, for Jay, I mean, just some guys just seem like they can not even pay any attention to it, but I imagine it has to affect some of them. So in general, my question is, how do you deal with high expectations and not putting too much pressure on yourself to always meet them, especially from the start?
Yeah. It's all on how you look at it. It's how you approach the day. So we approach the day every day as a zero sum, and we're starting at zero, and we're going up from there. And so we expect to block. We expect to throw and catch. We expect to gain yards rushing. And then we adjust, and we fix what isn't right. And that's how we go about every day. Now, there's a lot of people saying that, you know, that there should be a lot of offense here. And I'm telling you that every day these guys come in and just think about, what do I do on this play and how do I make this play successful? And then we'll go to the next.